I've been getting some really lovely feedback about the podcast. Special thanks to Helen Langhammer, who tweeted all the way from Kuala Lumpur. It's exciting to hear that we're going global. Keep in touch. You can send a message from the Where Are You Going website, which is at whereareyougoing.co.uk. And if you're on the website and would like to support the podcast, we've just added a new donate button. You can opt to buy me a hot coffee, which I assure you is most welcome when I'm out and about recording in the cold. I recorded this episode when I was walking in Norfolk in the last week of January. There are dozens of footpaths on the outskirts of Norwich, which snake between the edges of the city and the University of East Anglia's campus.
Hello.
Hello.
I wonder if I could talk to you for a second. You're heading off to what looks like pretty parkland. Where are
no,
you off to?
No. I'm not. I'm doing geocaching.
You're doing what now?
Geocaching. But you've got no idea what geocaching is.
No.
It's.
I think I'm going to find out.
I think you are. It's an app you can get. It's like a treasure hunt.
Do we move one side?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to get run over.
Yeah. So we're looking for this geocache.
Right.
And you're going to navigate to it. It tells you a hint. So it's going to be near the base of a tree in the shape of a V.
Okay.
It was found on the 7th of January.
And not and since?
Not since. Or it's not been recorded.
Oh.
It's obviously not a tiny, tiny one. Which are usually like little test tube sizes.
Is it over
somewhere over here? Yeah.
Can I come with you?
You certainly can.
I'm excited now. Okay, we're on a treasure hunt.
Let's go. We're navigating.
Yeah. How did you get into this then?
My friend told me, and it'll just count down. It's 127 metres away.
Oh, we've got to stay friends for 127 metres. So your friend told you about it, and you thought...
What a good idea. It makes a difference to a walk.
Okay.
And for children, it's great. If they don't want to walk, they can do a treasure hunt instead.
Okay, and who puts them there? Geocache fairies?
Yes. My friend did one. You can get some that you just pick it out and sign it. But others, you might have a little game.
Oh.
Or a way of trying to get it out by pushing in a twig and pulling up a lever and...
So,
I found some that was like a little mini library.
Oh.
Or DVDs, you can put little presents in there. Oh. Right, let's see, 77. This,
we're at a fork in a road, literally, not metaphorically.
Let's see what it
left.
Says. Oh. Yep, we're getting closer because we're 70 metres.
So how come you've got lovely time like this? I'm not judging you, but how come on a Friday you've got time to do a lovely thing like this?
My sister's come up from Tring in Hertfordshire to visit me.
We're sisters. Let me have a look. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And she's never been to the Sainsbury's Centre, and I love it.
So we've been there?
We've been there sketching.
Oh.
I love a bit of sketching. I'm not an artist,
it's quite relaxing if you don't take yourself too seriously.
So it sounds like you've come to visit her and she's making you do all her favourite hobbies.
Yeah. I do the same when she comes to mine.
Oh, so what would she do when she comes to you?
We've been to walk out different places and walks and things. We're both with National Trust, so there's always those properties to go around.
Who's the oldest? Who's the youngest?
I'm the oldest.
I'm the youngest.
You're the baby.
I don't like shopping. We're not shoppers.
Right.
But our elder sister is, so when I visit her, we go shopping.
So three girls, what's that dynamic like?
It's good. We've never fallen out.
Oh, there's more.
Yes, there's five of us.
Five children? And you said you've never...
Oh. We're getting further away.
Oh, right. Which way now?
Oh.
Right,
okay.
Go back a bit. It might be... We'll have to
that one? Oh, look, she's going off-road in her red boots.
That's 23. 20.
I'm quite excited. I'm in it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
50. Aha, uh-huh, we're going down. Good out. 12. I think we're here.
Oh, you've got...
Yeah, the hint was... Near the base of a tree in the shape of a V. And the people that don't do geocaching are called muggles, of course.
So I'm, is that your polite way of saying I'm a muggle?
Yeah.
No, you're
at
not
the moment.
Geocaching.
And I've done it in other countries as well. It is worldwide.
Is it?
It's not just the UK. I've done it in Canada. You don't always find it.
Oh. I'm feeling a bit disappointed, but I'm not a child, so I'll keep it in.
That's it.
You were saying you and your siblings have never fallen out?
No, we've always talked to each other. Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
Whitmersworth, Hertfordshire.
Oh.
So that's where we were brought up, and then we sort of spread out a little bit, but not.
Yeah. Happy childhood? Is that what set you up for happy adulthood?
I mean, I think it was a normal childhood.
Normal childhood the 60s and 70s. Yeah. Right. How would you describe that then?
Well, for us it was normal.
But we didn't know that we didn't have stuff.
If you see what I mean.
Yeah.
So it was go out in the morning and come back at night.
And come back in the evening. Yeah. Fairly free.
Fairly free, yeah.
What did your parents do, if you don't mind me asking?
Mum, most of the time, was a housewife when we were much younger.
Secretary.
Dad, Royal Navy when I was born and when you were born.
Yeah.
Then he left and he was a postman. And then he was a steward.
Yeah,
he'd done a steward in a conservative club for a few years.
He died when I was 11, so he was
very young to lose him.
44 when he died, so...
What did he die from?
Heart attack, basically. Oh. So
but possibly that's what's made us close, that suddenly
grief will make you lose someone. You'll either sort of separate...
Yeah.
Or you'll become close. And I think we did the opposite and became close.
Yeah.
With each other.
So
with it, I mean, myself, I became a nurse. You did cadet nursing. And my younger brother is a charge nurse?
Yes, he must be a
charge nurse now in London. So it's sort of given us that.
We've all done caring jobs.
Yes. I was a teacher for 16 years of adults with learning difficulties. Most brilliant job in the world.
Oh, really?
Loved it, but now I'm retired.
Oh, both of us are, so this is why we can do this.
So your mum had her hands full then?
Certainly did.
Yeah,
because five of us,
the oldest was
16, 17.
But our mum died when I was 22, so she died not long after, really.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. So you think that maybe is why you've been alone in the world?
Yeah. Yes and no. I was married. My other sister was married. So we had families of our own.
Yeah.
Again, maybe having children.
Yeah.
That brings you together because you've got the same things.
What would you say you've learnt about grief then? Because that's two big losses in close succession, really.
You take every day at a time. You don't forget them.
I think you need to sort of decide whether it's going to shape you or destroy you.
Yeah. And I decided shape. There was a little bit of destroy for a few years, but now I think, no.
I lost my partner of 28 years 3 years ago
during COVID. But I looked at what we'd done, not the fact... I do miss the fact he's there, but you know what I mean? I can look back... Basically, he had a kidney transplant... So we knew we hadn't got forever, we'd got a short time, so we did everything. So we didn't waste time.
What was your best adventure together?
New York, Canada.
Oh, wow.
He drove, but we got family in Canada, so that was nice. We went up to our cousins, my aunts and uncles and cousins. So,
but it's nice.
What would you say to people who maybe are going through grief now, the early bits, you're a little bit further on?
Let it go. Doesn't want to sound like frozen, but it will pass. It will be different. It's not going to be anything you've experienced before.
Listen to advice.
Listen to all the advice, but do what you want to do. Grief has no time limit.
And grief has no
ordinary. Everybody's grief is completely different to the next person's. I mean, having gone through it recently, I look on it that at the beginning it was there, and now it's sort of like 6 inches away from my face, and I know that after a while it'll never go.
So you're,
but it won't be in front of me.
You're moving your fingers behind your head, so it's like going in the rearview mirror a little bit.
It is.
But sometimes you walk slap bang into it.
Be honest, last week I was slap bang in the middle of it, which is why I was quite happy I was coming here. Getting away. Up? Yeah, is that?
To I poke around that. In some leaves.
Yeah, yeah, get your fingernails dirty. Yeah.
And if, no, actually, if you, if it, no, nor me. If you do slap bang into it, is this something you can talk about? Because you have a shared grief as well, so you've been there together.
Yes and no, but because I've got other friends. I mean, I was doing yoga on a Wednesday, gym on a Friday, walking group on a Tuesday.
Right.
And I'm not doing a lot of exercises, and to be honest, us ladies say to ourselves, we're only there to watch the men. Because it's more of a bodybuilding gym than
right.
It's my stepson's gym. Oh. So, but you know what I mean? But we've got a lovely group of us of the similar age. We'll spend 45 minutes to an hour in doing the exercises and about an hour and a half chatting afterwards. And the same with the walking group.
Having good girlfriends makes a difference.
Good girlfriends, yes.
In life generally?
Yeah. Yes, I think so. Finding that person that you connect with. For me personally, having different groups, because you can talk about different things to different people.
They can't. It's hard for one person to be your everything, I think.
Yes.
As you're talking, she's still digging around.
She is, isn't she? I don't.
She's a stubborn one, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a stubborn one. I'm the one that.
Never mind.
I've had a little rummage.
So yeah. I'm going to leave you in your boots. How long are you going to dig for then?
Well, I don't know. Probably only a couple more minutes.
It's
getting cold.
It's getting cold.
Oh, you
need a cup of tea.
A piece of cake.
Oh, there's the V-tree.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me come on your adventure.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Have a lovely day. Good luck. Bye. That was so fun, and I think I might even download the app. I left the sisters hunting in amongst the fallen leaves at the bottom of what turned out to be quite a lot of V-shaped trees. I really hope they found whatever it was that they were looking for. Thanks to the team at Loftus Media who produced these episodes. A quick recommendation before you go. I love recording for these Where Are You Going episodes when I'm out and about in the countryside. So if you're lifted by the sounds of nature, the great outdoors, and maybe a bit of music too, take a listen to Matthew Bannister's gorgeous podcast, Folk on Foot. It combines folk music, walking, and stories, the holy trinity of audio. Here's Matthew to tell you more.
I'm Matthew Bannister. On my award-winning podcast, Folk on Foot, we travel the length and breadth of the UK and Ireland, taking you to the most extraordinary places.
The ancient pagan Celts used to call places like Sandwood, thin places. Places where the distance between heaven and earth was very short.
As we walk and talk with the finest folk musicians, you'll be immersed in landscape, history, and the natural world.
In English lore, the curlew is one of the seven whistlers, along with the golden plover, which is another bird you would hear here. Here he comes, gosh, he's so close. Amazing.
And recorded in each location, there is always beautiful, transcendent music.
Which is sussed through the loamy earth for me. Climb through the briar and bramble.
There are more than 60 glorious episodes of Folk on Foot for you to discover wherever you get your podcasts. So start your escape into our world now.